heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killer like Massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the phone, drift in my zone. Pain in the future when thinking alone. About when I'm grown, already blown. How'd I get back with this beautiful home? You were the sight, beautiful life. Beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Well, I guess welcome to the show, Patrick Hale. I was going to introduce you, but there he is.
Yes, I
yes.
am.
Yes.
Yes, Patrick Hale's on the show.
The show.
Today.
I've been waiting. I love Inferior Men, and I've just been
wrong
really,
show. Wrong show.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, this
Doc
is a
Hart
different
is
show.
My favorite.
Nope.
And
nope. It's a different one.
I'm so sorry. I'm a huge football fan, and I cannot
clearly.
Wait
to
a
different, clearly,
it's a different.
Is this not safe for work?
This is not safe for work.
Yeah.
I hope no one's listening.
Yeah. No.
Well, we've told them not to.
Yeah. I mean, we've given them warnings to not listen to this.
Our whole marketing campaign is
don't
deterring
listen.
Listeners.
Yeah.
You guys, that's your campaign.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Actively.
And it's not working.
No.
It's not.
No,
people
you're,
are
you're
listening.
Getting listeners.
Yeah, we're very upset.
We're very upset with you guys. We're disappointed.
We're
in
disappointed
you.
More.
More disappointed.
Overall,
than
we're
mad.
Disappointed.
Like
Matt.
We're not mad. We're just disappointed.
Yeah.
You guys should rethink who's in charge of your ad campaign. Just
yeah.
Get rid of them completely. Who was it?
That's me.
Oh,
Andrew.
Yeah, it was just us.
So you guys might be the reason it's not working, and you're getting listeners.
Yeah.
Listen,
so we're,
Patrick.
We're doing bad.
Yes.
Was this a mistake to bring you in here?
Was this a mistake?
I guess we'll know when we see how
yeah,
few
we'll
people
see.
Listen.
We'll see. We'll see if this is the one. Welcome to the Not Safe for Work podcast.
All things filthy and blue and naughty.
Everything is terrible.
The world is terrible.
Yeah.
And us included.
Yes.
Patrick?
Ice cream.
Yeah, terrible.
Terrible. Well,
blueberry pie.
Amazing.
Blueberry pie. Awful. Don't like it. Not a fan.
Next.
Aged whiskey.
Aged whiskey. Hate it. Don't age it. Just give it to me right away.
I want that clear virginal whisk.
Give me that clear virginal whisk.
I don't want that old ass whiskey.
No, give me the new ones.
Right when it comes out of the corn.
Right.
Just
then.
Straight out
so
of the corn.
So vodka.
I still want my
so
whiskey
vodka.
Hot.
Yeah, I want my whiskey hot.
Like a toddy?
I like my whiskey like I like my women.
Hot and aged in
hot
a barrel.
And aged.
For years and years.
Brought up in a barrel.
Trapped in a small wooden container for years.
For years
so much
and years.
So that they turned golden brown.
I want her skin to change color. She's been in a wood box for so long.
Ding yeah. dong. Cause
ding dong.
You put in a doorbell for that box?
Yeah.
You guys planned ahead.
Yep. We plan ahead on this. It's obvious that we plan ahead on this show. Holy shit. Here we go.
What?
Sharla.
Yes. Hello, Drew.
Hi.
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 Sharla, you are my friend.
Drew, you are my friend.
Yeah.
Can you dial it back? That's my wife.
Yeah, no, but Patrick, I was going to, but hold on.
Okay. Gillette. That's still awkward now.
Pat, you are my friend.
Oh, I'm so sorry about this, Sharla.
What's happening?
I just want to make sure that everyone knows that Patrick is my friend, and we don't talk about this a lot, but we've known each other since we were 12 years old.
Babies.
We were literally babies.
We were baby, little sugar babies.
But you had some pubescent.
Yeah, we had a little pubes.
Fuzz.
We
had some pubes.
Our gang that we ran in, we were called Babies Making Babies.
Yeah. That was how we met.
It's a Jerry Springer TV episode title.
We jumped Drew in. He just had his 12th birthday.
Yeah. They beat the shit out of me.
Oh, they literally jumped you in.
Yeah.
They pushed and shoved you into the group.
This is one of the largest gangs in Wichita, Kansas.
Huge gang in Wichita, Kansas. But so we don't like to talk about that.
Why?
All the time.
Excuse me.
Well, just get, that's fine. Look, we're all drinking here, and we all
cheers the mic.
Cheers the mic. You know what? Cheers, yeah. The mic. I'm cheers in the mic, too.
Cheers.
So, 12 years old.
We were 12. And I was like, hey, you want to join a gang? You want to join my gang?
Shut up. Is this real?
No.
Okay.
I like that, though.
That'd be cool if that's how it actually happened. Then we got in an axe fight. And then...
And then we discovered Dragon X.
And it was a draw.
Oh,
and yeah. It was a draw. Uh-huh.
We blooded each other at the exact same time.
Yeah, and then we looked at each other. We nodded. Anyway.
So far to the left. Where are we going?
So, Sharla, I was going to ask you, where the fuck are we going? You're the one.
For today?
You're the one. You're the one.
Gentlemen?
Yeah?
Start your engines. Because today, I want to talk about incest.
Oh, sweet.
God,
my favorite category.
What's your views on incest?
This is a tough one.
Why is it tough?
Well, this is a tough one because, like...
Drew has a sister.
I have a sister. I love my sister. She's, like, she's, like, my best friend.
Is she your favorite person on the... planet?
On the planet, yeah, I think so.
I think it's really easy to disassociate
Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's more difficult for Patrick to hear than.
No, it's fine.
You're crying.
No, I like Leah way better than Drew too.
Yeah,
so yeah.
No, that's cool. Fair.
That's
super fair.
Like, if there was a person out there, Drew would be the devil on the shoulder, and Leah would be the angel.
Yeah.
But they would be hanging out at the bar.
But they'd also be hanging out with each other.
If their person wasn't
there.
Well,
they live together. They're in the same house. They're the same shoulder.
House is the same shoulder.
And Patrick, you have brothers.
I do. I have two. I have two brothers. Both younger.
Yeah.
Younger.
Mm-hmm. I think this is going to be a really interesting category because I think it is actually, and I don't want to ruin anything, but I feel like this is a super popular thing in porn right now.
The mother and the stepson, right?
Or
the dad, stepdad, and the daughter.
Yeah.
Yes. So the most typical form of incest is usually a dad and a stepdaughter, or a dad and a daughter. There's a lot of brother and sister, and there's a ton of fucking cousins. Literally, cousins fucking.
Is that incest? Cousins?
That's blood.
What if it's not blood, but you're still cousins?
Step.
Can you be cousins and not be blood?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can be step cousins.
But not step cousins.
No, step cousins is fair game.
Can we go ahead and establish that now? Let me just lay out some rules. Father, daughter, wrong or right?
Wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Very wrong.
Illegal.
Very, 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 very wrong.
I'm just going to answer illegal or
father,
legal.
Father and stepdaughter.
Illegal.
Wrong.
Patrick, morally right or wrong?
Is it illegal?
Yes.
I don't think it is if she's over 18. Legal. Morally wrong. Is it legal, though?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't think it is. I bet it is.
No, I don't think
maybe
it's legal.
In some states. Maybe there's some states that
or country.
That
I don't think it's legal in America. So if you're married to a woman and her daughter is living with you, I think it is illegal. That's sexual abuse, I think.
I don't. Well, yes, if she's under 18.
Under 18, yeah.
But if you have two 60-year-olds that get married and that 60-year-old guy ends up sleeping with her 40-year-old daughter.
Yeah, that's not illegal.
That's not illegal.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
But is
incest is illegal.
Third degree relatives, such as half aunt, half nephew, first cousin.
God, that's tricky.
Oh, this is
always just the people you're around. I mean,
who you're surrounded by?
Yeah. Exactly.
Like what we say, read the fucking room.
Read the room. If you're at a family reunion, read the room is wrong. All of it is wrong.
Read the fucking room. Don't fuck people. Come on.
When you're at a family reunion and that person comes up, it's like, hey, how close are we related? They're checking it out.
They're checking it out.
Cool, by blood or
cooler,
no?
Or what?
So I think it is probably way more common with second tier family than people talk about.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't see where there would be a good data. There wouldn't be good data.
Who's gonna
for that.
Nobody's answering that survey correctly.
No, but I think where they find a lot
you ever
of
fucked
it,
your cousin? No.
No?
Wait, you said no. Do you mean sober?
We surveyed 1,000 men and asked them if they'd slept with their daughter. No one said yes.
But they're finding out through the history.
Yeah.
That's where they have like the biggest, like people, like the during the pyramid, building the pyramids, all those families were sleeping with each other to keep the royal blood.
Oh yeah.
Oh god. That's,
proper.
Yeah, the royal blood back then. Well, and plus they don't have any like any emotional attachment to each other because they're not supposed to.
Yeah. Right. And so like, it was like easy to sleep with each other.
Yeah. You're just like, oh, I don't know. You're
have I met you before?
Charlie, you're a woman, and you're, I married you, so you're a woman.
Yeah.
I would marry a man, but I fell in love with you.
Yeah, instead.
You don't know where I was. You don't know what I was doing.
You don't but know. You also...
You don't know me.
You also saw Game of Thrones.
I did.
So you saw all of it, even the final scene of the last season.
Oh, you know my memory.
Were you... Did you find that an arousing scene?
When they were John, making out?
On the boat? No, when he was sleeping with Daenerys?
Oh, stop it. That's
what?
So...
What? Did you?
Well, they don't know that they're family members. And no, I didn't cringe because we had just found out that they might maybe be related.
No, we found out they're 100% related.
No, it didn't eke me out, though.
Okay. I guess it depends on the situation.
Well, Game of Thrones is like... I mean, they like totally normalized.
No, absolutely. Inside. And it's obviously not modern. I mean, it's ancient history. They're right. Just retelling a story that happened.
That actually happened.
That actually happened.
Because it was a real... Because Game of Thrones is a real thing that happened.
It's just old. They have swords.
It's
just old.
It's history because it's they have swords.
Do you want to hear of famous incest stories?
Yeah.
Yes.
A couple of these surprised me. Of course I do. AllThatIsInteresting.com. ATI. It's loading. I'm just buying time. Here we go. So it's pretty popular in Hawaii.
That's history? Or that's
it's
just
pretty
right
popular
now?
In Hawaii.
It's popular in Hawaii.
So is Instagram. I mean, is it
wait, so right like now? So it does so it has like
so well, I did look at a map of like where it is happening the most today. Mm-hmm. India was huge. A lot of people are fucking each other. And they probably don't even know it.
Which is weird because they have so many options. There's like a billion other people to sleep
yeah, but
with.
They don't know. Who knows? Anyways, in Hawaii...
they don't know population.
Is that my cousin? I can't tell. She looks just like that lady.
I don't know.
That's
I'm
racist.
Just going to fuck it.
I don't know. I'm just going to fuck it. I'm poor and I'm bored and I'm just going to fuck it.
I'm poor. I'm bored. I want to just fuck it.
Front side of t-shirt and then back.
Yes. Yes.
I'm poor and I'm bored.
As Christian missionaries gained influence throughout Hawaii, traditional Hawaiian chiefs stayed true to their beliefs. This princess's mother and her father brought up Nahina as a Christian, but with the conflict of interest between the Hawaiian chiefs and the Christian missionaries, the princess became the rope in a game of tug and war.
They call that rotisserie, I think.
Gross.
I
don't... Stop. It's a sex move.
She was a, like, they... Okay, so here's the thing. I think in like a place like somewhere small like Hawaii, mm-hmm. that would be way more prevalent,
yeah.
Right? Or it'd be more like that.
The pool isn't as large. There's nowhere.
The pool
for
is not
go.
Large.
Yeah.
I do not understand the Indian thing.
No.
Because that pool is
that's massive.
So, like now you're doing it on purpose.
No, I feel like 40% is accidental. It's like, ooh,
it's gone.
Wait a minute, what is your last name?
Oops,
oopsies.
It's gone the other way. They only is like, I don't know where all of those people have been. I know where my cousins have been.
I can't handle all those other people. I know exactly though. And I'm just it's comfortable.
It's comfortable. It feels like home.
But hold on, because we are talking about
it's
this.
It's like home.
You meant Christian missionaries. We're talking about this from our extremely religious background. Not that we're extremely religious, but the U.S. and all of that is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you said morally, though, is it right? So we're using our morals.
Yeah, we are.
Historically, actually, not even morally, like evolutionarily, does it matter if there's a little bit?
Yes. Cousins, you share 12.5% of the DNA, and that's enough to fuck some shit up if you have a
yeah.
baby.
You're welcome for that segue. Then.
You mean like first cousin?
Mm-hmm. First yeah, cousin yeah. is 12.5.
No, yeah, that makes sense.
Anyways, this Hawaiian lady fell in love with her brother, and they had a kid. Sometimes you just fall in love with a person who looks just like you.
Just like Circe.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes that happens. Like, if you start getting into like where... If you don't know, I mean, there's nothing more.
Of course there's nothing morally wrong.
Because you don't know.
Because you don't know.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? Was that Old Boy? Was that Kareem?
No, that was his daughter. No, that was
that
straight
was
up.
Creepy. But he didn't know it was his daughter.
No, he didn't. But no, he didn't. But then he did.
Then he found out because that was what.
And
the
he kept and then, going once he did.
No.
He God
killed
bless.
Some people or something.
Because he was so angry.
Oh God! It just, oh no! That was the whole
revenge thing on him.
The guy getting revenge.
Oh neat! Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Dude got revenge on the guy. By making him fuck his own daughter.
Like getting him to. Putting them in a situation
not making
where
him.
They
yeah.
would.
Just like, boom. He like manipulated.
And
oh,
then told
yeah.
him later that's what
yeah, and he's
that
like,
he
oh,
did.
By the way.
And then played the recording for him because
oh,
he recorded
fuck
it.
Off.
And then yeah, it's like some, oh, I mean, it's some fucking like it's Titus Andronicus
movie.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Where, like,
that sounds great.
where it's like, oh, hey, did you like the pie you just ate? Cool, those
oh,
were your
sure.
children. Yeah.
The best part was in the beginning of like they trapped him in a room without any explanation for like 10 years.
Yeah.
He just went to a hotel and was trapped for 10 years like prison, mm-hmm. totally by himself. He gets out and it's like, watch Old Boy.
Yeah.
Go see Old Boy.
Watch Old Boy.
I think it
Netflix.
Might be on Netflix. Yeah.
It is on Netflix. It's
not the new one. Watch the Korean one.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
next,
anyway,
we have this mother. She was a model and very famous. She suffered from a lot of mental illnesses.
She mm-hmm. suffered from
like,
very attractive son.
Schizophrenia. So she had a child, and when her son turned 20, she heard that he had been romantically involved with another man
okay.
Who was considered bisexual and out. As a bisexual person. Mm-hmm. In an attempt to fix her son, Barbara would hire prostitutes to coerce Anthony into having sex. After many failed attempts, Barbara took matters into her own hands, allegedly manipulating her son into having sex with her in a desperate attempt to cure him. But tragically, unlike other cases of famous incest, this one ended in murder.
It didn't
25-year-old Anthony killed his
what?
Mother with a kitchen knife.
It didn't cure it?
When the police arrived at the scene, Anthony was ordering Chinese food. And after his release from prison, he stabbed his grandmother to death.
Yeah.
So.
No, I mean.
Grandma's always involved.
Yeah, no, she had something to say.
She absolutely. Mom
she was encouraging the
mom.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was that nosy ass mom.
She's like, no.
It's like,
kill him. She's standing by a window, looking out of a window
mm-hmm.
with her hands behind her back. And she doesn't even look. She doesn't even look at her. She just glances. Sort of to the side and goes, kill him.
Here's what I'm wondering. Do you think Anthony knew before he was going to kill his mother that he wanted Chinese food afterwards?
No. I bet he did it and he was so satisfied with it. He was like, I'm hungry.
And that's just his favorite restaurant?
It was his go-to.
He was just trying to act nonchalant. I was like, no, I didn't kill her. Who could kill someone and then order Chinese food?
Oh, no. I don't think he had the right frame of mind.
This is where I always go, right?
Yeah.
Everyone, right? That's my alibi.
I'd been at home ordering Chinese food all night. I couldn't have killed my mom.
I couldn't kill my mom. I was in Chinese. I was ordering all night. I was ordering Chinese food all night long.
I wasn't ordering or eating. I was pooping. So I
can't. I'm sorry. So your alibi is that you were at home ordering Chinese food?
All night. On the computer,
yeah,
on
night.
My phone. And,
yeah.
and the Chinese restaurant can corroborate that you were on the phone with him all night.
Yeah.
Most of them. Yeah.
So we're going to go ahead and call. We're going to go ahead and call them and see if you really were on the phone for the window of murder for 4 hours.
Yeah, fine. Call them.
Okay. They just said that you called, but it was like at 6:30 and you were on the phone for about 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean,
what's 30 seconds?
I mean, I know what
Could
I
Could you
want.
Just turn around and put your hand on the wall?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, this is him. We got the murderer.
Yeah, I guess I'll turn around and put my hand on the wall or whatever. But...
Ever heard of the Mamas and the Papas?
Yeah, the band.
That's Oh no, go ahead.
Icons of the 1960s,
chart topping
hits. California Dream, Monday, still playing the radio.
Monday.
Thank you. John Phillips was the leader of the group and composed the majority of their vocal arrangements. He was idolized by many and maintained a charming public image throughout his career. However, in 2009, nearly a decade after Phillips had passed away, his daughter Mackenzie went public with tales of incestuous relationships between her and her father that began when she was 19 years old.
Oh,
yuck.
Let me tell you how many people...
She got pregnant too, so...
Let me tell you how many people had a Mamas and the Papas tattoo. That was like, fuck.
Yeah, just now.
So this just is the thing. Now.
Everyone listening that has one, sorry.
So here's the thing. If you, even when someone dies, like, is when you're like, well, I can get a tattoo. He's like, someone I really, my hero.
Yeah.
And he dies and nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, dude. You got to wait like 10 years.
Give it a good 10.
Give it a good, good 10. Then get a tattoo.
Make sure the skeletons stay in the closet, or that there are no skeletons. Or that
there
to come
are
out.
None.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, boy. I got a Mamas and the Papas. Yeah. You see that? I got a Mamas and the Papas tattoo.
Oh, no.
On there.
You didn't hear about. Yeah.
What?
He fucked his daughter and she had an abortion that he paid for because he didn't want the.
What?
Yeah, that guy's a terrible person. I mean, the music is okay, and the tattoo is really good.
I mean,
it's
good, my favorite music ever.
Yeah, it's good, but the guy was a monster, so.
I mean, I got a tattoo.
That's a massive tattoo.
Oh, this tattoo? Yeah, after I heard, now it just says, Mamma Mia. It was
shit.
You just put a mustache on all the singers.
I love Italian food.
Hey,
Italian food. The Mamas and the Papas pizzeria. I just added pizzeria at the end of it.
I just cut off the S. It's just Mama and Papa.
Mama and Papa.
I love my mom. And I have four guys.
I
have
a flesh color tattoo over the S's.
Okay, here's my last piece on incest.
Yeah.
And this is very helpful because you want to be able to know who's fucking who. So here are 14 genetic mutations that can arise from incest.
Ooh, okay.
So people keep an eye out for these, and you know, people be fucking their loved ones.
People be fucking them families.
Yeah, just family fuckers.
Rhode Island is only illegal to marry incestuously,
not
as long
bone?
As you're of age. Whatever you want.
It's very popular.
Whatever you want.
I read a lot of stories of like, yeah, we had sex and we're still like, we have a pretty good relationship still. We were just curious and it was what it was for a little bit.
Watch out. Here comes Uncle Joe. He's a slut.
Uncle Joe's a slut.
Family reunions are the worst with Uncle Joe.
It creeps me. I know that like uncles fucking cousins and dad's fucking daughters is really gross, but it creeped me out more reading about the brothers and the sisters that were like, yeah, we just hooked up and we're fine now.
Those are the ones that, where I'm just like, no. Yeah. No.
Because at least the daughter and the father ones, the daughter was like, it was definitely abuse. I didn't want it. He just pursued me. I didn't know who to tell. But the brother and the sisters, they're both equally like, yeah, we just explored each other's bodies.
Just
and
fine. Not a bigums.
Who cares?
Who cares, right? We're progressive.
We're progressive.
No,
yeah.
You're not. No, you're not. You're fucking sick and weird.
Okay, so our first genetic mutation that you can see are people with long, jutting lower jaws and severe underbites.
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's who I thought of, the Family
God.
Guy.
I was thinking of Lawrence Howell the Third.
Uh-huh.
Underbites?
Huge underbites.
And that's like a that's interesting. So that's
if you
interesting.
Have, yeah.
Yeah, isn't that
so
weird?
If you see someone with any amount of underbite, their parents are brother and sister.
Not true.
Their dad is also their uncle.
They said the worst case is Charles II of Spain, who had an underbite so severe he couldn't speak, chew, and had problems with drooling, and he was also infertile and had cognitive disabilities.
Thank God he was infertile.
Yes, exactly.
That's the main thing.
Well,
that's the main takeaway on that one.
I feel like that's like nice, like, hey, do it until you can't and then you won't anymore.
Oh, Patrick. No.
God has a plan.
God's given lessons.
He knows the appropriate amount of incest.
The perfect amount of incest. We're like, got it. Oh. Now it's done. You can't do it. Now he's a mule. He's a fucking donkey right? That's what donkeys are. They're just like infertile garbage
donkey, horse,
animals. Yeah.
Mule. Infertile.
Oh.
You're done.
Wow.
They look in the big old ears. They are attractive animals.
They are, though.
Wrong show.
Their asses. Can you, have you seen their ass?
Have you seen a mule ass? Patrick, you don't know this, but we did, or I told you about it. We recorded an episode about the men. You did?
Wait, which one?
Boys fucking donkeys in Colombia?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I listened to monkey fucking.
That's our first episode.
Oh, that's...
28 episodes
ago. That was years ago.
From the beginning. From the beginning.
Okay, next.
Sorry, which animal fucking episode are you talking about?
It's a different one.
I know. We have a few.
There's a few animal fucking.
That's a large category.
I know.
It's a big-ass category. Ooh, we haven't even touched the fucking... Did I hear a fart? Did somebody fart? Okay.
Did you fart?
No, I didn't fart.
Oh,
I
think it was Avery. I think Avery just blurred us.
Through the door with headphones on.
Yes,
that was fancy.
Yeah, no, we haven't even touched the fucking...
No. I think season 2 of the Not Safe for Work podcast, we should just go deeper.
This is
as deep as you can.
We're still on season 1. Did you know that?
Tip of the iceberg. Yeah, we're doing 50 episode seasons.
Steven Universe did.
You take 52
for season 1.
Oh, all right, then we'll do 52 and then we'll do another 52.
Guys, if you look at many ancient Egyptian busts, you may notice that their heads look a little funny. In particular, they are often elongated in the back. This isn't just a stylistic choice on the part of an artist. Many Egyptian royalty actually had skulls shaped like that. Large part of that is that Egyptian royal customs depended heavily upon incest. Brothers married sisters, blah, blah, blah. So elongated skulls.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look for that underbite and that big old head.
Definitely.
That's funny. Are they trying to say something with that guy?
No, that's just like a traditional, like, they probably are. It's like, there's like inbred, super white, waspy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to keep the blood pure.
Well, even that, they're all cousins. I mean, even if you go back, it's like, oh, we're not cousins this time, but our grandparents were.
But our grandparents were.
So here's a back a morality question.
Mm-hmm.
You drop a brother and a sister on an island. They're 5 years old.
Oh, dear.
Only them.
Blue Lagoon.
Were they related in Blue Lagoon?
Yeah, they were brother and sister.
Were they really? I didn't know they were brother and sister.
Nope.
Oh, boy.
So, okay, let me cut this short.
So go watch the movie.
Blue Lagoon.
Yeah, exactly.
So watch Blue Lagoon.
Blue Lagoon. But if you drop agree?
On an island, are there five? No, do they know their
morally,
brother and sister?
Morally, no, they don't. Like, they don't.
Well, they...
Yeah.
Let them know they're brother and sister, but don't ever
right before
tell
you
them,
push them out of the
but
plane.
But don't ever tell them that it's wrong.
But they have to live with...
Yeah.
They don't...
It's the only person around. And they never know whether it's like,
you're
should
gonna
we
fuck.
Not?
No, you're
gonna
just gonna
fuck. Yeah. But I mean, that's not morally wrong. It's the being like,
should we?
Like, fucking, that's fucked up. Like, in that, and I feel like actually that's, if you know what's going on.
Yes.
Then that's an element, like you're pulling from an element of abuse.
Mm-hmm.
At that point,
yeah, if
right.
You, yeah, if you're pretty
like
aware,
if you know exactly what's going on, you're just like, well,
but still, let's do it.
How about this?
Yeah, no, that's
he knows up. She doesn't. He doesn't want to. She does. They do.
How old are they? 5?
No, my God, they're grown now. They're 25.
They're grown ups.
They're 25.
I'm okay with
he
it.
He knows, and she.
They're
doesn't.
Not influenced by culture or outside.
No, the guy is just like no.
Hmm.
No,
the guy doesn't want to. But, I mean, he's going to end up doing it. I mean, he probably will.
Because
I mean, it's been 25.
No,
years.
He should have said no. No, you should have said
nice
be like,
dolphin.
Dude, hey, dude.
Hey, dude.
We're fucking, we're brother and sister.
She's like, what are those words?
I don't know. I don't know those words. I'm dumb.
What?
You've taught me everything I know about English.
I guess you would just need to, and if you're going to live, they would just need to take
what
his penis
sister
off.
And dumb.
Take his penis off?
Yeah, or his balls. I mean, like,
that
if
would
he,
solve it.
If he really doesn't want to and she's really persisting, he would need to go into the forest and get rid of it, right?
Yeah, that seems like a really dangerous thing.
Nah.
Cutting your penis off in
you
the
just
forest.
Need, like, a sharp rock and a
no,
fire.
I think that's fine.
It's like Castaway tripping the tooth off.
No, you just
cauterize
cut
it.
No, you just cut your penis off. I don't see what they do.
You want me like that? Okay, so go in the woods, sharp rock,
yeah.
Light a fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Get a hot rock really hot.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right off.
Chop my penis off, maintain composure enough to grab a hot rock with something and set it on my penis nub.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which doesn't solve the problem. Well, now I can't pee, so I'll probably die really quick.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I also still have my balls, so I'm going to have to cut my balls off, because that's what makes me
horny.
Can
we just cut the balls off?
Yeah, you should have just cut your balls off.
Yeah, we'll just do the balls.
You did this
whole... We'll tie a rubber...
You did a lot of work for no reason.
You come back and... Okay, I did it to save you. I cut my penis off.
I kept, like, why didn't you just cut your balls off?
My bladder is twice the size and turning blue from the outside.
No, I can still pee, though. I mean, it just comes out... Oh, shit, I fired the hole shut.
Nope. You fired it shut. You melted it shut. You melted your fucking dick hole shut.
Moral of the lesson, if you're gonna think about having sex with your sister on an island, cut your balls off instead of your penis.
Next.
Moral.
Morally, that's the correct
next
choice.
Physical PSA. Thing that you can find are fused limbs. What? There's a tribe in Zimbabwe has a high occurrence of fused limbs on their feet, giving them strange bird-like toes.
Ew, what? God.
Because their gene pool is small, and the gene is both dominant and common, the trait lives on.
Do birds have toes?
I mean, it's a three-pronged, two-pronged toe.
It's like a webby kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
Here's a picture.
Like, their fingers are just like...
Oh, they're combined.
Yeah.
They're combined.
Two fingernails, but right below it, it's all fused into one big finger.
I bet they're so fast.
Because of their bird toes?
I bet they're not at all.
Yeah, seriously.
I bet they're the slowest.
Can you look up their average 100 meter?
I know we want these mutations to be like, oh, it's like, oh, a mutation means we're X-Men.
Yeah.
No.
But nope.
These are terrible.
A mutation, an actual mutation,
is a genetic
horrible.
It's in hemophilia is another one, where your blood doesn't clot properly.
No,
there's that mutation where your skin becomes hard like rock, and you're not invulnerable. You just can't move.
Oh yeah.
Oh, where everything becomes bone.
Yeah. But that's not caused by incest, so that's a pure disease in
my
eyes.
Straight up disease.
I'm not going to worry about that then.
Don't have to worry about that one,
Mike. Microcephaly?
That sounds fun.
Microcephaly?
Microfer.
You trying to say Microsoft?
All right. Did you say Microsoft?
Will Microsoft not
if you
work?
Own Microsoft, you're fucking your family.
Wait, what?
Yeah. Oh. So.
Shit. Well, it's way more prevalent than
63% of Pakistanis participate in blood relative marriages. Wow. Which is a rising condition called microcephaly, where a child is born with an unusually small head. It's like that Zika thing. This often means that the brain does not fully develop either. Severe mental retardation is a major risk.
For any of our Pakistani listeners, call in and let us know.
1 in 10,000 Pakistanis have this problem.
1 in 10?
That's 10,000.
Oh, 1 in 10,000.
Oh. Ooh.
I was like, what the f- How is this?
I know 11 Pakistanis.
Okay, two more. These are very cleft palate and a club foot are super common in incestuous relationships.
Ooh, oh, that's interesting. Okay.
But, I mean, cleft palate also is way, like, for not also incestuous stuff, right?
No, sure. No, every time I see someone with a fucking cleft palate,
brother, sister.
King Tut had a cleft palate. Wow.
You think he was? Well, he's only like 12.
Probably. I think all royal families, like hundreds of years ago, probably have incest.
So actually, you could be like, hey, man, nice cleft palate. You got some royalty in you?
I'll make sure to bring that up the next time I see somebody.
Oh, yeah, you got some royalty in you, man. Huh?
Cool.
I get it. I
Dude,
get it.
I love that lip.
They're like, what?
Are you kidding?
What? Fuck you, man. And then cries and runs away, and you're like,
no,
you bully,
you're a bully.
No, it was a compliment. I'm saying you're a result of
you're a prince or something.
You're a prince or whatever. You're a result of come on.
You're a result of inbreeding, which was likely due to a royal wedding or marriage, and then
you're a result of incest. That sounds bad.
That sounds bad. I'm sorry.
That sounds bad. I'm sorry.
Albinism.
Oh, albinism? What is that? Is
being albino.
Oh.
Severe asymmetry is
severe
another thing.
Asymmetry. Oh, like Picasso.
Well, I mean, you have like one eye is like here.
Yeah.
And then
Horrifying faces is what this says.
Yeah, just like really bad faces.
People want to... You're attractive if you're symmetrical.
If you see someone with a bad face...
Royalty.
Be like, man, you got some royalty up in that.
Every time we see someone with these things, so should we just bow?
Yes.
Yeah.
Take a knee?
Take a knee and fucking, like, if you, like, happen to have a sword on you... Offer it to them.
Yeah.
They'll knight you.
Dwarfism is another one. Infertility. Oh, scoliosis.
I hope infertility.
Immune system.
That's actually the most reasonable one.
I agree.
I don't understand, though, why any of this would be bad, since there was only Adam and Eve, and their children obviously had to sleep together.
Go home.
But, I mean, it's written down. I don't understand why.
But it was written down.
But it's in a book.
Someone wrote it.
How does that happen? How is it okay for them to do it?
Right. Yeah.
They were technically the same person.
Good point, bro.
Thanks. Charlotte, is that in Wikipedia?
What?
Do they explain why incest was fine for...
Is that on the internet? And the fact that they had two boys?
No, did they?
Yeah.
I thought they had a daughter, too.
Did they?
One.
Yeah.
The Bible is full of incest and prostitutes. Just history. Just ancient history.
Well, the Bible is full of just as much prostitutes and incest as the Game of Thrones, which tells you it is a made-up
book.
Game of
Thrones is real. What? Oh, I guess they took away different things.
Yeah. Well, either way. Yeah.
If that show came out, if a Game of Thrones version of the Bible came out.
And you just like, you tried to hide it, that it wasn't the Bible.
Yes.
And you named it everything differently.
Yeah, all the fucked up stuff in the Bible. I'd watch that. And they made it scandalous.
But it wasn't, be like, no, this isn't the Bible.
They never say it is, but they just follow all the fucked up shit.
You just follow exactly everything.
Ooh,
in
I'd
the
watch
Bible.
The shit out of that.
Dude, it is. That shit, yeah.
I'd be a
there's
fire.
There's some drama.
There's some drama up in that shit. Jesus wanted to fuck a prostitute.
But it wasn't
a
prostitute.
Saved her. She was. Mary Magdalene was a fucking slurt.
Oh, well.
I mean, before.
You think that she was because of your fucking upbringing.
Yeah.
But she probably was just his girlfriend.
Yes, read it.
And they're like, she was a slurt. She was a super slurt.
Jesus dated, though. I mean, he, like, if you, like, really read... Have you read the Bible?
Oh, Patrick.
Have you actually read it?
This guy was a shapely black man.
Yes!
And Jewish?
And Jewish?
Like, good with money? And
yeah, he was
that's
good.
Racist.
He was good. Okay, let's calm down.
Calm down. This is supposed to be about incest.
Such a turn on to me. He's good with money. I'm getting
ooh,
old.
Ooh,
I'm
he's good with money.
Oh my God.
Know how to budget? Okay.
He likes to wash your feet and he knows how to pay the bill.
And he could make a table.
Okay, my last thing, and I want to watch this movie now. Mm-hmm. Kim Ki-duk's Mobius, the most fucked up movie of the year. It's a Korean film. The incest, self-mutilation, cannibalism, and violence will leave you squirming. The director had to cut 20 or so seconds of incest from the film to be properly released in South Korea. In the movie, a father cheats on his wife with a mistress. Catching him in the act, the wife tries to castrate the husband in his sleep, probably with a hot rock.
That's smart, though. Yeah. The balls, not the dick.
He stops her in the act. She goes to her teenage son's room, castrates him instead, then eats his penis, induced gag reflex.
Wait, castrates him and eats the penis?
Yes. The mother leaves and the father castrates himself to stand in solidarity with the son. He then searches the web for how a man might experience sexual release without a penis and discovers self-harm, which he teaches to his son. You don't have to worry about subtitles for this South Korean film because there is no dialogue. There's just plenty of screams, moans, and grunts.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Like, I totally followed the story and it made sense, but why tell that story?
Well, yeah.
I mean, 100% make, like, what happens makes sense, but what?
Does anything
happen? But at least
they
tell it with no words.
Yeah.
I mean, I would be curious to see, like, how you do that with no words.
I'd watch that.
Just screams, just reactions.
Date night.
Date night.
So, Sharla.
Yes.
I am proposing a new segment this show.
Okay. Please, I'd like to hear the proposal.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to call this segment Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters.
Yeah, okay. I have that tattooed on me.
We should both get that tattooed in on our asses.
Yes.
In Japanese.
Great. I love that.
I have that same tattoo framed up on my wall.
Yeah.
Really?
That you pulled off of your skin. That you
No, it's just on paper.
Oh, it was paper. So it's not a tattoo?
No, I think it's a tattoo.
No, I got it tattooed on my skin, pulled it off my skin, put it on my wall. So I want to do this new ceremony. I want to try it.
Okay, Is today the first day?
Yeah, I think this is the first time.
Okay, Patrick, I'm so glad you're here.
So we do...
Yes.
So I'm going to make up a song right now for it. Everything is garbage and nothing matters. Yeah!
Yay!
Welcome to Everything is Garbage and Nothing Matters. I'm your host.
Your name doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. My name doesn't matter. Your names don't matter. Nothing matters. I have...
It's just fart noises for the next 5 minutes.
I have a couple of actual news headlines.
Yes.
That I've looked up that I want to, like, I want to really put this out there. These are not made up. It will sound like I am reading from The Onion.
Oh, no.
But I'm not.
Okay.
These are real things.
This is not The Onion.
What do you... Okay.
Yep. So I want to make sure that everyone knows that.
Yeah.
Because these are not...
How far did you, like, arrow right on your Google search? Like...
I don't know. I think I just went, like, fucked up news stories, and I just like took a rabbit hole.
Are these all from like the past week, or overall?
Just this week?
Really?
So okay. I want to be up to date.
Yeah.
For the week.
Yeah.
That we're on. So the past week, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of like weird shit that I'm just like, and not just so it's news stories that either just shouldn't be a news story.
Yeah.
Or just like, what the fucking fuck? What the fucking fuck? Stories. The first one I want to get out of the way.
Okay.
So the headline is, Ruth Bader Ginsburg ranks the best cities to buy scrunchies.
Stop!
Now... This is why this is stupid.
I thought she wore wigs.
Not for her. Scrunchies for her.
It doesn't matter at all. Because when I saw this, I was like, what the fuck? Why would that be a thing? Because I was like, this is clickbait.
You need to give us that journalist's name, and I'm emailing her.
So I thought this was clickbait.
Or him.
And so I wanted to see...
Clicked on it.
So I clicked on it. I was like, you know, I think this is clickbait, but I want to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
Not clickbait. Fucking Fox News.
Stop it.
What?
Straight up, just right directly to Fox News. No clickbait.
Ugh.
Not at all. Goes to, and this is what, everything is garbage and nothing matters.
Yes.
Remember that, though, with all this stuff. This is a fucking Fox News article that someone wrote and was green-lighted by someone else.
Yeah, asshole.
Yeah, that's fine.
I just want to know the best city.
Just waiting.
Oh, you want to know the best city?
That's all I want to know.
Well, you got to get through it first.
Let's see. Suspense.
Okay, finally, at the end of the thing.
So she was just like, she just gets this point where she's like,
while fashionistas everywhere champion the return of the scrunchie, that's not a thing. I didn't think that was a thing. One loyal fan argues that they never went out of style. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Stop.
Hold on. I will not stop. I won't stop. Never stop.
I hope she actually argued for it.
No, there was no argument. Someone just asked her, like, hey, you wear this? She's like, well, I've been wearing scrunchies for years.
She has, actually, yeah.
And someone asked her, do you like scrunchies? And she's like, well, my best scrunchies come from Zurich. Next best is like London and then
God
Rome.
Damn it, she fucking imports
scrunchies. She really did know where her scrunchies come from.
Yeah, but the fucking Ruth Bader Ginsburg ranks the best cities to buy scrunchies is the fucking title of the goddamn thing.
Give me
thing.
The author of that piece.
By Janine Puck?
Garofalo.
Fuck you. Janine.
Okay.
Puhak.
Okay.
At Fox News.
Yep, got her. I'll be emailing her to follow up on why she's reporting on fucking bullshit nonsense.
If she just said, like, I don't know, Marshalls and Walmart.
No, she was just like, oh, I don't. There was this fucking
She gave countries.
Fuck you, Fox News.
Oh, I have a picture of her.
I am more mad that she did not buy America.
Do you want to see how smart
too.
She looks?
I am too.
Do you want to see how smart Janine looks?
I want to see Janine.
Let's talk about Janine.
She's clearly.
Shut up.
22.
She's fucking 22.
She's trying to get up on the Fox News.
I hope you
that
fucking.
That ceiling that she
choke.
Wants to break through. Okay.
Right, kill yourself. Hey, Janine, kill yourself.
I'm going to follow her on Twitter. I can't
follow
wait to
Twitter.
See her insights.
Oh, and then you should. Yeah. Then we'll retweet her fucking. Her killing herself.
I feel like I'm being born a troll tonight. I can't wait.
Oh no, this
Why?
Is great.
Like I also feel like it's just like any question. Ruth Bader Ginsburg is like, oh, you wearing a scrunchie? That's I really like your scrunchie. It's like, oh, cool. Oh, where'd you get it? Actually, get it from Zurich. Okay, thanks. Bye. And like,
and then just make
now,
it up.
Yeah, and then news,
and yeah, and it's just going like, it's like Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Listen to the Supreme Court justice argue for Zurich as the number one city for scrunchies.
You guys want to hear the next one?
Yes.
I'm going to do another one.
Oh, I'm sorry. Janine just reported 3 days ago, Ruth Bader Ginsburg rules that hot dogs are sandwiches.
Oh, thank God.
So she's in luck.
Oh, she's a Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Is she a genius?
Is she her
Wait,
niece?
Is she?
Let me check her profile.
Does Fox News think she's reporting and
yes.
she's actually a troll?
Ooh. I like that take on it.
She looked Russian.
Because that's fucking crazy.
That'd be cool.
Okay, she's Russian.
Or she just follows Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's her niece. Actually, it's Ruth Bader Ginsburg's niece.
She's just trying to make it. Oh, that's cute. I like that.
My aunt loves hot dogs and scrunchies.
And Fox News is like, news breaking.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg tells us what boys are all about.
What boys are all about. Like, I don't know. Boys be boys.
Whoa!
You guys ready for this one?
Yes.
Okay. Mother crashed car into pole to prove to kids God is real, police say.
Fucking lying ass police.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
All,
police, you think they're going to tell the truth about some mom driving a car to a pole? Kids about the truth of God?
No.
I bet the kid bugged the shit out of her and was like,
you want to hear the
happens for a reason.
The rest of it?
Oh.
This is pretty funny.
Yes.
Okay. So, as we know, everything is garbage and nothing matters.
Nothing matters.
So just like keep that. Police say Warren, whoever this bitch was driving northbound on Peachtree Industrial Boulevard, which is probably in Georgia.
Augusta. Augusta. Yeah, driven it.
Yeah, sure. When she crossed into the southbound lanes and drove head on to a concrete pole. Sitting in a police car, her children explained what happened before the crash. Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Officer says, you think she did it on purpose? The kid says, yeah, because she turned. Her eyes were closed, and she was saying, blah, 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 I love God. That was a daughter. She didn't want us to just have a car accident. She wanted us to know that God is real.
What?
They're alive.
They're alive. They're all fine. When the officers asked the driver of the vehicle what had happened, her first statement was, when the officers asked the driver of the vehicle what had happened, her first statement was to check her Facebook.
No.
And it would explain what happened. And it was on a video.
God.
No one was hurt. The officer said it could have been much worse. It could have been a lot worse, says a cop.
That's exactly what they said.
It could have been heavier traffic at the time. She could have hit the pole at such an angle that she did more damage to the car. Yeah, I mean, of course. She's in jail. She $22,000. She can get out of jail right now for $22,000 for that amount.
That's the bail. That. So she actually only has to come up with $2,200.
I hate her.
To post bail.
Yep.
An asshole.
But here's what I hate it. I hate her. But I kind of feel like she proved her point.
Patrick, no. No. No.
You guys don't fucking believe in God? Watch me cross both lanes.
Watch this shit.
Babbling with my eyes closed.
She's like,
headlong
blah,
into
blah,
a pole.
Blah, 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 blah.
We're fine.
And she's like looking back. She's like, closed. Watch this. Oh. We're going to survive this. Man.
She did. Maybe, what if it was crazy. Like the mental states of all of them is what had made them survive?
Well, yeah, but then, I mean, no God.
But like, God.
What would you do if your mom did that and you really did survive a crash? Would you be like, I'm a monk? Or would you be like, my mom is a fucking nightmare?
Divorce.
Nuts.
How old? Divorce. I'd divorce her.
Yeah,
divorce.
As a child?
Well, yeah. This is an incest show, so I would leave that bitch.
Nice.
I'd
leave
not
that.
Not gonna be married to her anymore.
What? Can we do one more?
No, yes.
Yes, please.
I just hope it's not me.
Oh, it's totally about you. No, it's actually, it's very close to both of your hearts.
Monkey.
Japan.
Oh!
Some Japan news.
Great.
Again,
beep, 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 beep,
I have bop, 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 bop. I have to reiterate, this is not from The Onion. This is an actual highlight. This is an actual... Okay. Japan's slowest roller coaster.
Stop it. I saw this.
Derails passengers. Or derails.
Mm-hmm.
Passengers don't notice.
And I bet knowing Japan, there was the longest line to get on this fucking
to
ship.
Get on it. There's like, fuck. this is my fucking jam. Is
they
to
love
get on
a
this.
Line. God, they love a line.
What? Like,
so they
reporting.
Love a line, but they also love, like, you get, because, like, they love, like, just relax. Like, I don't want to. My whole life is a fucking just like go, 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 go,
yes.
Go, go, work, 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 work. Not
give
like,
me the give me the peace, give me the quiet.
That's like that is I feel like such an like a quintessential Japanese thing. In America, something bad happens and no one noticed. You don't fucking tell anybody.
Yeah, you don't say a fucking word. They're being super honest
yeah.
about it. You're like, shut up, then shut up. Shut up, dude.
Accident. No one hurt. No one notices. Everything's fine and continues.
Yeah, cool. Shut up then. Who cares?
No, like, I must report it.
No,
my
we
duty.
Must report it. So this thing happened. It was a little thing that happened.
I saw it and I was there and you must know.
There's a quote in here. No? Of like, so a woman in her 30s and her 6-year-old son, who were on the ride at the time of the accident, explained... The coaster was moving so slowly, I didn't notice that it stopped.
They didn't even notice it stopped.
However, things got scary when park staff began to begin trying to push the train and hitting it with hammers.
So it wasn't high. It was just...
They were... So they were stuck 16 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. Because the report on the parks of the slowest coach suddenly derailed, leaving 7 adults and 12 children suspended about 16 feet above the ground.
Leaving 7 adults trapped a small ladder up.
Kind of. Yes. Like six, like a
I love that
a
they
medium
moved
ladder.
It with hammers. Everyone a was tap, tap.
Everyone was immediately evacuated
they did, actually,
to
they
the
didn't
ground.
Even know. They didn't even know it was happening until the hammers. They're like, ting, ting. They're like, what the
oh, that's jarring. Yeah.
Oh, that's loud. That's too loud.
Yeah.
That's fucking
that's
loud.
That's too loud. Right oh, we're not moving?
I like it, though, that they have an entry-level roller coaster.
I feel like it's not even an inch. It's just go like, I feel like it's more for the grown. I feel like it's more for the adults than the kids.
It's just the
like they're just like, just give me this fucking second.
The
just
kids,
give
yeah.
me a second.
The kids will where be just like entertained.
Kidding. And they turn. You're like, that's a nice turn.
They're all eating their food.
Yeah, you could
they
just
probably like, even liked it. I was like, gosh, oh, it stopped. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's so relaxing.
I was so scared because it was going and then it stopped and it feels really good.
Oh, thank fucking God.
Really giving us our money's worth. I thought it was going to be over so fast.
I have an insane hangover right now.
What's funny is it did
and
the...
it's 3 in the afternoon.
Yes, still yes.
It did the exact same thing that Ferris wheels do, but was broke.
Just yeah.
Move more.
And it was just a little bit above the ground.
This is news.
Aww.
So that concludes everything is garbage and nothing matters at all. I don't know. That's
nothing
not what I did before.
Matters
but
at all.
I just figured there was two songs. Two different songs.
It's the end. I did the end song. That's different than the intro.
That's
song.
How you know you guys the production value. If you use the same song, like
no, you
some
know,
podcast.
You know that I just like put it in.
Drew, what about our new song?
Yeah. Oh, check it out. So you know what? We're going to start up. We're starting the podcast with a new song.
I love that. We ended the last podcast with a new song.
It's
and it got me hyped.
It's hip hop.
What's great is everyone already
it's called
knows
Cool
that.
Kids.
Yeah. I like called it cool a lot. Kids. Yeah. Thanks to the people that wrote it and let us use it for free.
Yeah, I mean, they just put it up there. I just took it down and it's free. Because they don't, it's free.
Yeah.
They put it up for free.
It's perfect for a podcast.
But we'll put it up. We'll put all the things up on there. Hey, this has been the Not Safe for podcast. We have had a fun time tonight.
Yes, we have.
Thank you, Patrick.
You're welcome.
Thank you for joining us and talking about... Would you ever fuck your brothers?
Would you fuck your brothers?
I'd rather not.
Okay.
Cool.
This is a Not Safe for Work podcast. Please, you know.
Rate, subscribe, comment,
just
it.
Put the fucking things on there and just let us know.
I don't know.
And actually, not even us. Let iTunes know because they have a weird algorithm thing that I still can't figure out.
And let other people know.
I'm not saying that this is the case, but I might be offering $100 for the longest review of this show.
What?
We're not saying that it is.
Yeah.
The longest?
The longest. Whoever writes the most.
The
love
most.
It. But if you give anything less than 5 stars, you get nothing.
Yeah, you get nothing. You could write the longest and... Can they write the longest?
Yes.
And still give any amount of stars?
Oh.
Yes, any amount of stars, as long as it's a long review, and it has to use different words and make sense in real sentences and things.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But not 5 stars? Listen, I'll give $100 to...
You might give $100?
I'll really like it if we get 5 stars. My like is worth $100.
Okay.
my appreciation.
And it should be the most scathing review.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because everything is garbage and nothing matters.
Everything is garbage and nothing matters. We should probably change the podcast name to that.
Super safe for work. Nothing matters. Everything is nothing fucking matters. Trash.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Nothing and matters.
Then,
fuck
then,
you.
And then dot, dot, dot. Fuck you. Shut up.
There's no even shows. It's just 30 minutes of blank silence. Like,
All right, this has been fun. Patrick Hale, you are my friend.
Thank you, friend. Equal friends.
We are equal friends. Charla, you are my friend.
Well, you are my friend, and Patrick, you were once a friend.
Yeah, not anymore.
Not anymore. You and have... divorce.
And divorce
will happen after this. Okay, bye, motherfucker.
Bye, guys.
Heat in my vein like vernacular. Cook up the beat with a spatula. Y'all are not ready for action. I'm smoking these rappers and feeling spectacular. Making a killing like Massacre. Watch out, I'm whipping my wrist. Right on my city, been pissed, but I show them love. I'm not the one that's at risk. My homie told me that when people rise up against you, it's a sign of your destiny real. Fake ones been hating, cause they know that one day you're making it. Jealousy's all they can feel. Plug in the fool,